I'd like now to welcome Amy Christian. She is co-artistic director of Wise Fool New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
So Wise Fool is kind of a circus, but it's not tigers and flying trapeze and, you know, riding a motorcycle around in a cage and things like that.
It's a little bit different. Wise Fool actually started as a political street theater activist organization, making giant puppets and stilt walking. And we still do a lot of puppetry, and we still do street theater and activism work. But we started doing more and more theatrical pieces that were outdoors, and then we started to integrate other circus aspects besides just the stilt walking. And so we really come to circus and performance from a social justice perspective. We're really looking at it as a way to for people to voice what they need heard in the world, to be seen, to be able to tell their stories, to draw attention to issues, current issues.
What are some of the current issues that you're addressing in your performances?
Right now? Well, the next series we have coming up is our Puppet Tales series, which is for family audiences. So we're really looking, because it's geared towards youth and families, you know, we're looking at more sort of simple and base issues of learning how to share, learning about bullying, not bullying, learning about, there's folktales. The whole series is based a lot in the traditions of folktales and how important it is for us to tell our stories and our traditions to the next generation and to tell them in a living format as opposed to everything being written down. Then it's kind of left in its era as opposed to the living story, which changes and grows with each generation.
Interesting. So it's funny with stories of social justice and what essentially amounts to activist, I don't want to use the word propaganda exactly, but I don't know what a better word is. I remember being a little kid and finding it just horrifying when people were trying to make me behave differently by telling me a story. How do you avoid that? I mean, how do you make it really fun, even as you deliver a message?
That's a good question. I think a lot of theater that sort of rides that line of being sort of about social issues can really go down the road of just being about, like, becoming didactic.
Earnest, didactic, you know? Boredom.
And I feel like Wise Fool really was, it came about as the idea of, hey, if we're going to go out in the street and protest something, like, nobody's going to care if we're walking around with a picket sign, but what if we make this big, beautiful image, and then people come up to us and say, hey, what are you doing here? And then we get to talk, and it creates a space for dialogue. So I feel like the way we look at doing theater and circus and these forms is more, it's their the forms themselves and the theater and the visual artistry, and it is really enticing, and it draws people into this sort of magical world where anything is possible. And once you're in that world, you're much more open to dialoguing and maybe hearing a different perspective or having a different idea about the way things are seen. And so it's not so much about being like, this is how things should be, or this is how you should do things. We don't really look at it that way as much as we look at sort of opening people's minds to other possibilities and stepping outside the box.
Now, there's another whole aspect of it, which is this, it's not exactly what we think of as trapeze work, but you are doing very complicated and scary things with long silk scarves.
Oh, the aerial fabric or the aerial silks. Yeah, that's a really fun medium. And I mean, all of the circus arts, we really bring them in, and they're so exciting, and they're totally addicting once you start doing them, as anyone who takes classes with us could tell you. But they're also really, they're really thrilling for people to sort of realize that they can do something they never thought they could possibly do. And I feel like that's so much what the circus arts are about, and circus in general has this incredibly rich history. I mean, not only here in, not only all around the world, but actually in New Mexico, there's a long history of the Carpista circuses that traveled, and all over the world, it's been used in different social movements, actually, as a way to remind people that you can do things that you think aren't possible.
Right.
You know, and so things like, you know, doing the aerial silks, it's so fun once you're doing it. But it takes a lot of work and a lot of working together and, you know, building on your experiences slowly over time. And it's so invigorating for when you finally get some move that you've been working towards. And I mean, we do a big women's workshop every spring that's all about an opportunity for women to come together and build trust and build strength and build sort of a sense of their bodies as a good thing, whatever their body is like, as opposed to just being in the structure of what it's supposed to be like in this in our culture.
Well, I'm sitting here, and people in Radio Land can't see, but you were clearly slim, very strong, agile. Now, if somebody who was not necessarily all those things tried to learn that aerial silks work, I mean, what are the chances of there actually breaking?
Oh, we have people, all different kinds of people coming and doing work like this with us. I mean, when in our women's camp last year, we had women from 15 to 58 in the camp, and everybody tries everything. And, you know, you just find the things. There's lots of different ways to work in any medium, and you find what works with your body. There's some people that are really bendy but not very strong, some people that are really strong but not very bendy. And, I mean, for me, I didn't start doing any circus arts till I was in my 30s. I'm in my 40s now. People look at me all the time. They're like, oh, my gosh, how can you do that? What, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I'm like, you just do it. You just get to come to love it, and you start to do it, and you just build more and more, and you find the things that work for you. And, so it's a really fun, I think it's, and we teach it to little kids, too. Like, we start with our littlest kid classes even get to do things in the fabric. You make a little knot and put them inside it and swing them around, you know? So you can experience it on a really wide scale.
We're talking to Amy Christian of Wise Fool, New Mexico. Now, is there a Wise Fool, Arizona? Are there Wise Fools all over the place?
Well, Wise Fool originally started in the Bay Area in San Francisco. And we worked there for about 9 years, and in around the 10th year, I moved here, as well as another woman, Alessandra Ogren, who'd been working with us. And we started collaborating here with two women locally here, and we decided, oh, you know, this is a whole new company. Let's start a whole new company. So we went through a lot of discussion on what the name would be, but we finally were just like, let's just call it Wiseful New Mexico, because Wiseful's such a great name. We didn't want to lose it.
Yeah, there is that Shakespearean fool.
Yeah.
Concept.
And it's really, I mean, it kind of goes back to what we first started talking about, which is that Wise Fool is really, the concept is really about the fool that actually can say something to maybe the king or the emperor or whatever,
when
that none of his wise
can.
Men could say it, because the fool says it in a way that makes it easy to hear, that makes he's laughing at himself, he's making light of the situation, and yet he can get across some really intense point. You know, I mean, we have shows, you know, we've done shows about immigration issues, we've done shows about water privatization, we've done shows about domestic violence. And they're not all light, funny shows, but there's a way that the artistry gives people a little passageway in.
Now, you've got an event coming up called Feast of Fools.
Yeah, the Feast of Fools is our annual benefit event, and it's really based in that whole idea. It's from a European tradition of the Feast of Fools as like one day every year where all the peasants would dress up as the noblemen and have a big feast and mock them. And it was just accepted that on this day you could do anything, you know. And so we created this event many years ago in San Francisco, actually, and now we've sort of upgraded it. We collaborate with the Rail Yard Restaurant and Saloon. They serve all the food. The food is amazing. There's only 108 seats in the house. It's a one-off, one-time-only event. It's a new show each time.
And when is it?
It's going to be on April 1st, on April Fool's Day, of course.
Of course.
And it's super fun because it's completely theater in the round, and you're totally interacting. Well, every act goes with a course of the meal. So you're seeing the theater as you're eating. People might come and dance on your table. You have to sing for your supper. It's very interactive and really fun.
If people would like more information on that, they can call Wise Fool at 992-2588. And there's all sorts of other things, the puppet tales and the kids camp and ongoing classes. Amy Christian is with Wise Fool New Mexico. Anything else you want to let us know about before we go?
Just come on down and check us out and try something. We have something for everybody, and it's really fun, and it's all just about, you know, accessibility of arts and people getting their hands dirty and getting in and trying it.
And they can also, of course, find out more at wisefoolnewmexico.org.
Yeah.
Amy Christian, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
And we're going to take a little break right now, and Linda Siegel will be with us in just a few minutes. Stay tuned to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.